You are listening to Get Your Sexy Back podcast with Kim Coffin, empowerment, sex, love, and relationship coach. My goal is to bring you uncensored healing and pleasurable wellness through sacred sexuality, sex positivity, and empowerment that feels good to your body. So as a collective, we can release shame, reclaim the places we've been most disempowered, reconnect to our body, remember who we are, and step into our unapologetic power. Basically breaking down the walls of our conditioning and the patriarchy together. My pussy is so excited that you are here. Let's drop into this week's episode. Welcome back to the podcast. I have a beautiful friend and past guest as well, who's been on the show with us, to Jenny Braxton. She is here today. She is also a Vita sex, love, relationship coach. She goes by a somatic sex, love, and relationship coach for her title. And she's also the founder of the School for Pussy-Centered Living. Did I say that right? Yes, the School of Pussy-Centered Living. I like kind of glitched on some pronunciations there, but you knew what I meant. Hello. And I'm so glad to have you back here. I absolutely love you. And I love our conversations. I love being on your show. I love coaching you and being coached by you and all the things. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Kim. I am so excited to be here. And like, yes to all the things. Like, yes, I love you. I love being with you, doing talking, coaching, all of it. And I'm super honored and excited to be here with you again.
Yeah, I think we've been podcasting together now for a couple of years on and off.
We have, right? We have,
Since our last tantric retreat with our mentor, Layla Martin, in Costa Rica in 2022?
I think it was 2022,
Is that crazy? Yeah, I'm like, all the years are merging into one.
I know.
Post-COVID, it's been kind of funky, but you know what I mean. But yeah, we're going to dive into the theme that we have been playing with for the last many months now. It's been a couple of months now, playing with Tantra. Like, what is Tantra? And how do we use it individually in our lives and with our clients or with our partners or with our children, whatever it may be. But I want to hear, like, for you, what comes up when you hear Tantra? What does that mean to you?
Yeah. Well, what does Tantra mean to me? I mean, so I'll share a little bit. We started speaking to this and then we're like, wait, we must record.
Yes, always.
I love Tantra as a system and a philosophy. I am a tantrika, and yet I don't call myself a tantrika or advertise it, even though, the tantric tools are like a real core foundation of the things that I teach and how I work with clients. Like, I don't like market or advertise myself. I don't speak about Tantra when I'm talking about my work. And yet it is how I understand the world. It is the philosophy that really like articulates how I already saw the universe, like the way that it made sense to me. And then when I really learned about Tantra through our mentor, Layla Martin, and in the coaching certification program we were in, and hearing her, articulate what Tantra is and the philosophy behind it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's totally how I understand the world and the universe already. Like, I didn't know I was already a tantrika. And then once again, I love the foundational tools of Tantra and the way that we can alchemize our experience and our emotional and feeling states and our whole experience, right? Through these very simple yet powerful embodied tools. And yet I think the reason why I don't advertise myself as a tantrika or the work I do as Tantra is because I, other than learning from Layla in the program, I have never quote unquote studied Tantra. Like, I haven't specifically studied, gone deeper into the study. I did not do the Tantra, major. We were able to major, choose a major in the program. I didn't choose the Tantra major. And so for me, because Tantra is such a lineage, I just feel like I haven't done the study enough to the point where I feel like I want to be talking about on a public level that, that I teach Tantra or that I practice Tantra.
You're so cute. You're so cute because you do and you are. And it's interesting because I also was like, even after now this certification, by the way, and if you are interested in a certification, I will drop links in the show note. I'll remember to do that. Please, yeah, I got to remember to do that. Isabella, if I haven't given you the links, please ask me for them. Thank you, VA. She is amazing. Because it took me, even through my tantric major and studying tantra deeper, to go, still go, like, what is tantra? And
yeah,
that is why we're breaking this down on the podcast. Because even then, even after doing my tantric major and be doing specifics in tantra with Layla and with other teachers, it was still like, but what is it? Because it's so hard to break down and understand. Yeah. It really truly is hard to break down and understand. But what I did come to realize was, oh, everything we've been doing in this certification and in our studies, which we were in the program with Layla Martin in 2020, which is the VITA program, the sex, love, relationship certification. And that was in 2020. And basically everything we were doing was tantra. We just didn't know it at the time.
Totally.
Which is fun.
Totally. And that's why,
you know, I'll drop the links, by the way, because I'm just going to interrupt there. I'm going to drop the links because Layla actually just sent out an email that only the last 2 years that she's actually going to teach. So I'm going to put the link if you're interested in finding out. I do have a link for signing up for the Sex, Love, Relationship certification. And it's a big certification. It's like 650 hours plus, plus, plus. I'm already 2000 hours plus into this training and continuing and deepening, because it's not that I'm always studying, but I'm always deepening for myself. Like, what's next? There's always another level to play with in relationship, in personal, in business, in parenting, you name it. There's always a level.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. And just, the program is amazing. And I know when I saw that email that she's not going to be teaching it after 2 years, which I understand, like, it does. I mean, it takes up so much of her time and energy, and she's ready to expand into other things. But if anyone listening has ever thought about potentially doing the program, do it while Layla is teaching it, because
I mean,
it's such an amazing program. The teachers she has are also amazing. Like, it'll still be a powerful program, but like, Layla is fucking amazing. Like, do it while
she
Layla
is
there.
I'm considering even taking it again as affiliate in the last year. I heard that was an option, and or at least it was an option last year, because just to dive in and play more and to be in, you know, we're always up leveling. We are always up leveling. She is always up leveling, and to get a new, you know, version. It's like Layla 5.0 at this point, to get another version in deeper into these studies, and to keep, you know, learning and growing is so important to me. And I know it is to you too. So we'll see. We'll see. If you are looking for more depth, more love, more intimacy, more connection to body, more sexy, more really feeling alive and juicy in your body, where you're able to hold boundaries, where you're able to ask for what you want, where you're able to even know what it is that you want, I would love to connect with you. You're welcome to hop on a complimentary discovery call with me for singles or for couples. I work with women, men, couples of all genders, and I would love to connect with you. I do have a couple spots open right now for private coaching. These complimentary discovery calls are an opportunity for you to hop on, talk, connect, you know, share with me a little bit of what you're looking for, what you're desiring, what you're struggling with. And from there, I'll put a plan together and tell you how you can work with me further. So I've got lots of different packages. I can custom make a package, whether we're looking at one-on-one, or you're looking at working in my Jade Egg program or my Sacred Pleasure membership. There's so many options. And I even have in-person private retreats and in-person group retreats here in Ontario right now as well. So if you want more, please reach out. Let's talk. Hop on a free discovery call. These are an opportunity for you to hop on. We're connecting. We're talking. There's no obligation whatsoever. But I would love to know what it is you're struggling with and what you would like some help with. And if I am not the person for you, but this is still the line of work that you're looking for, I know so many people. I can put you in contact with so many different people. Just hop on a call and let's see what it is you're looking for. And if I'm not it, we will find somebody for you. That is my promise. So that is it for now. Have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you soon. But yeah, we already are tantricas also in the moment. And let's break it down. Like, what is tantra? For the people who are listening, like, to you, what is tantra? What does that mean?
Yeah. So for me, like, so the way that I understand it in like the lineage sort of way, right? It's a philosophy. It's a set of practices and tools, And so that's why I say, like, because I haven't studied beyond just like what we learned from the program itself, like not specifically like the tantric, you know, specific. Well, I'm like, is that even true? I was going to say the specific teachings, but anyway,
Yeah, you're
for
like,
me,
but
what
what is
tantra
it?
is
Yeah.
for me, like why I say, no, I am a tantrika, it is, first of all, it is the understanding or the perspective that consciousness, you know, God, goddess, consciousness, whatever we want to call it, like that it is woven throughout every single aspect of life. It's woven through our emotions. It's woven through every experience, and that we don't need to even do a specific practice or anything at all to connect with this consciousness, that literally in every moment we have this opportunity to connect with this, and that every moment, every opportunity that comes to us in our lives is an opportunity to grow and evolve and to really connect with this consciousness. And so I really like that. That's where I was like, I had already like intuitively felt that. That's the perspective I already had on the world and the universe. And so to hear that articulated through, you know, this philosophy and tradition of Tantra, I was like, oh yeah, that's already speaking to what I already know to be true inside of me. And then the way that I
Brilliant.
really feel myself as a tantrika is my ability to, yeah, to meet any emotion, to meet any situation that comes up in my life, no matter how hard, no matter how challenging, no matter how painful, and to like be with it. And so that's another piece of tantra for me, is that we're just so present with what is, because that is God, that is goddess in that moment, that's consciousness in that moment. And so to interact with that, to be so present with it, to let myself feel it in my body, right? To breathe it, to move it, to sound it, to express it, and then to let that take me through a portal to the other side, where on the other side of that is clarity, it's lightness, it's my ability to choose my feeling state, how I want to be feeling. It's the ability to really, you know, see harder, challenging things from a new perspective, to really get the lessons from it. And then I find, and I'm pretty sure that you concur with me here, I literally find every single time that I let myself interact with an experience in this way and you know, alchemize it like a tantrika, like feel it, be with it, move it through me, on the other side of it, like miracles happen, like
Oh, yeah.
beautiful things happen, like things drop into the world, into your life, where you're just like, whoa, like
Yeah.
how did that
Whoa.
even happen? Yeah, like
Whoa.
whoa.
Right? Like, whoa. Like the
Whoa.
goddess, the universe.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, literally just goes, here you go.
Yeah.
Here you
Yep.
go.
Yep. Like,
And
good job. You were really present with this very hard and painful thing. You moved through it. You were with it. And so, like, here you go.
literally,
Yeah.
here you go. Right. I joke around, and it's so true though. I moved through such huge major changes last year, which you helped coach me through, even live on air, even though everybody didn't know what I was doing quite yet. But you did, trying to really, hold up and stand up to my fears, which some of my fears, and this is how you can use Tantra to move through some of your fears. I had this fear against authority. I had this fear that I was going to get in trouble leaving my ex. I had this fear with lawyers, this fear, all of these fears. And it allowed me to like push through it. Just the work that we even did together allowed me to push through and come out on the other side so much more embodied, so much more empowered. And then, just to name it, literally like a month later, the universe is like, oh, good job, Kimberly. Here you
Yeah.
go. And the most amazing man fell into my life. So, literally, and that's how things happen. Even before this call, I was joking around with you before, where I was on another call with Mama Gina. She was doing a free thing this week, and I was playing, and we were dancing, and we were pussy flashing, and we were really feeling our emotions. We were raging too. We were swamping, and then really going into our turn on. And literally while we did that, and she's like, take it higher, like go the highest you've ever been. Like if you've already, shown up dancing online, like take some clothes off and like take it to your next level. So I played and I was like, ooh, this is different than it was for, what was it, 8 years ago? This is different. Like I never showed up online like this. And while we were doing that, I received an email that, a nice little credit card had a very large credit increase. And I was like, oh, thank you very much. I will take that. So the universe just kind of shows up in these beautiful ways where she supports us
Yes.
if we trust. And just to kind of circle back to what is Tantra, this is all Tantra, right? Playing with embodiment, playing with connection to self, playing with connection to our embodiment, playing with connection to our sensuality, playing with connection to our fear, to our emotions, to our sexuality, to pussy, to our partners, to our children, as well as really embracing like that presence you talked about, that immediate presence. We're here right now, and I'm connected to the here right now. I'm not in the past, I'm not in the future, I'm here. And being with that, we don't have to change it. And it also takes you into, there's nothing wrong with us, there's nothing to fix with us, there's nothing wrong with our body, there's nothing wrong with our brain, there's nothing wrong with what happened to us or what is going to happen to us. We are literally perfect as we are. We're just so different, and we have so many mixed messages, I think, from childhood baked into our subconscious, that we get to peel apart these layers and actually see where our fears are and see what's holding us back from actually going after our desires. There's so much to explaining Tantra that it's almost so hard to explain Tantra. And it's something that, again, I hear from many scholars and as well as ourselves, of you have to experience it to totally get it. You have to feel it. And once you drop in, and we use practices, right? We use sacred sexuality practices. We use meditations. We use breath work. We use felt sense pieces and inner child work. And all of this is what we offer in our coaching. And not only do we offer it in our coaching, like, we practice this. I know Jenny does as well. Like, in our daily lives, like, this is a part of my every single minute of my every single part of my day, where I'm reconnecting, feeling, breathing. You know, I have a doubt come up and I have a fear come up. I'm like, ooh, that's cute. Okay, so what is this? What is behind this? What do I need right now to hold this? What do I need right now to process this? Is this true? And again, really connecting, really, really being. Being is the beautiful word for it, right? Being with what is here right now.
Totally. And
bringing acceptance, awareness, consciousness to everything that is right here, already here. And it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say for myself, I'm definitely in a season where, like, I'm honestly not doing a lot of just like specific, like taking time to do a practice. Right now it's summertime. I have 3 children. My children are home. Like, it's just not a time for me where I'm really putting aside time to do 20, 30, you know, plus minute practice. And so for me, it really is that it is the everyday moments. But I am constantly practicing Tantra, because like you just said, it is in everything that's coming up for me. It's like, okay, can I be present in what I'm experiencing right now in this moment? And I'm always I'm always following the desire of what I do really want to be experiencing. So it's like, and we don't do that, of course, by bypassing what's real and true, but by being so present with what's real and true. So if it's like, okay, I'm actually like really tired right now, like I'm feeling a little bit like overwhelmed with like having the kids home so much, like I kind of feel like, I feel like I need some real space from them. I'm feeling really irritated. And so like, that's my opportunity to be like, all right, I'm feeling this right now. Let me breathe into it. Like, let me feel the sensations of this irritation in my body. Let me feel how I'm just like, oh, I just need to be alone and by myself. Like, let me go outside and throw a little fit and, like, you know, stomp my feet and just be like, ah, and like have a little tantrum, because that's what is feeling present to a part of me inside. And it is just so, I mean, granted, I have practice this so much now that I think I am quite efficient in this at this point. But it really only takes me a few minutes to like move through that. And it's amazing how on the other side of it, I'm like, oh, I'm not tired at all. Like, oh, I'm not grumpy at all. Like, oh, I actually feel amazing. Like, what is it that I want to be feeling right now? Oh, I want to feel pleasure. I want to feel how much I love being connected to my children and how much I really enjoy being with them. And by allowing myself to be so present with the feelings before, with what was true for me, and being able to engage in it in this very Tantra way where I'm literally embodying it and expressing what feels true, it puts me out to the other side where then I can choose how I want to feel. I'm like, oh, I want to feel connected to my children. Oh, I want to feel pleasure. And maybe along those lines, I'm like, and on a real practical level, like, yeah, I actually do need to take an afternoon where I'm like, all right, everybody, you just go watch some movies. I'm going to sit in the sunshine and read my novel and like not do anything else. Of course, we need those like practical, like what do I really need? Yeah. But it's just, it doesn't cease to amaze me how incredibly powerful it is to literally just be with what's present and embody it, not push away, right? And I think that's part of the really no bypassing. And I think when we're talking about, because even though Tantra isn't a religion, there's, because there is a lot of connection with consciousness and a lot of connection with goddess and God, you know, there's, it maybe feels like there's some similarities. And I think in a lot of, you know, religion, there's so much talk about like what's good, what's bad, what's right, what's wrong. And so it kind of, I think that's where a lot of our bypassing can come from, because we're like, oh, I'm feeling angry and irritated. Like, that's bad. I shouldn't be feeling that. Like, let me push that away. Like,
and then
what
it goes
a terrible
into the
mom I am.
I'm a terrible mom. I'm a terrible mom. I'm not good at this.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But if we can come from this philosophy that like, no, like my anger and my irritation is just as worthy and sacred as my like happiness and joy, then it's
totally
like,
valid.
All right, it's totally valid. It's totally
and
valid.
Just in this, like, just to break that down, you went outside and you felt your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You stomped your feet and really felt your anger, your grief, your frustration. You came into acceptance and approval, and then you checked in with what you needed, and you brought in pleasure. In whatever form that needed to be in that day. And that is the simple process of being present. That is literally the breakdown. You articulated it in what you did. And I just gave you the steps there, but that's it. Like, that is how we get to come back into this moment, presence right here, and connect with what is feeling inside of us, what is feeling inside of, you know, the house with the children around or outside at the pool, reading your book, whatever that may be. But that is one of the beautiful principles of Tantra, of that consciousness, of that connection, of that being, of that not forcing, of bringing in approval, love, acceptance, all of it.
Yeah. The way that I break down that process and describe it for my like clients and students is I call it the feefing process, which is F-E-E-F, which stands for F-E-E-F. Fiefing.
Fiefing sounds like a good fiefing. Fart, but keep going. Fiefing.
I know, it sounds really funny, but I'm like, but it's very useful and it's very simple and it's very effective. And so what that first F is, right, is we feel, right? So that's where I'm like, and the reason I go outside is because I don't necessarily need my children to see me having my little fit, which they do know that I process things in that way. So it's not like I'm afraid of them to see it, but I do feel like this is work that is really powerful to do on our own.
And you
like,
don't want
my children
to vomit it. On
exactly.
them, right? It's
exactly.
the same way
I
you
don't
probably
need to
heard me
vomit
talk
on
in
them.
another podcast. I don't let my children vomit their emotions on me. They're adults.
Exactly.
But no, it's like I get to have my emotions.
Exactly.
Sometimes
exactly.
we can witness each other in it, which is good.
Exactly.
Continue.
Yep.
So feeling
exactly.
your
So
emotions.
Feel. And that's where you're really like paying attention to the sensations of what's happening in my body, like feeling what's really present. And then the two E's stand for embody and express. And so that's where we use our tantrika tools of our breath and our movement and our sound. And we really let ourselves, like whatever we were feeling inside, we then really allow ourselves to embody and express it. And we do that for as long as we need to, right? Like at some point, we're going to feel a shift. At some point, that anger and that irritation, that I was feeling, like all of a sudden, I'm feeling lighter. And like those anger sensations have dissipated. And so whenever that shift happens, we go to the last F, which stands for fill up. And so that's where we
fill
then
up our
get
tank
to choose.
Again.
Exactly.
Yes.
We fill up and we get to, that's where we choose the feeling state we want to have. So like, okay, I want to fill up in this moment with pleasure. I want to fill up with the love that I have for my children or how much I actually love connecting with them. And then we can use our tools of embodiment once again to bring in that feeling state. And then we can move on from there. So that's how I like to break it down with my fiefing method.
You're fiefing. I love it. Literally, doesn't smell. It sounds like a queef. So that's why I was like, it sounds like a fart. So if you think of queefing and then you just go to fiefing, you'll remember that forevermore, whoever is listening. I love it. And that is it. Pardon me. That is it. You are getting into your body. You're moving your emotions. It could be a walk. It could be a dance. It could be a swamp. If anybody's ever heard me talk about swamping, if you just gotta, you know, turn on a couple songs and rage it out, you're allowing yourself to be with what is in the present moment right now. How do you feel? Can you feel it? Don't push it away and judge it. Can you be angry? Can you be upset? Can you be frustrated? Can you feel that? And just allow it to be in your body. And then when you bring it into the embodiment and then bring it into the pleasure piece, whether it be turning on your body or whether it be going for a swim or a shower or a walk, whatever it may be, what do you need? You get to check in. I ask all the time, what do you need? And get to feel what would bring you the most pleasure right now. What would turn you up? What would fill your cup? What would turn you on right here, right now, that would just be delicious? Yes. And we get to pull those pieces even while we're parenting, even
exactly
while we are, you know, working and, you know, people are, you know, working hard days, like, I don't have space for this. Where am I going to do this? You could do this in a bathroom. Exactly. I have done it in a bathroom with AirPods on, listening to music. Like, give me 3 minutes and I can shift it. And this is
and in
all
fact,
what is
not
possible.
Only can we do it when we're working, and or can we do it when we're parenting? It's essential. Like, it is going to. We have to. It is going to. Because instead of me just like continuing on feeling kind of angry and irritated and being, you know, grumpy with my children, like, they don't want me to be their mother in that way. Like, that's not fun for anybody. Or
they're going
to
be
trying to
worse behaved, and you're going to get more frustrated.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to feed off of my energy. Or if I'm working and I'm tired and feeling irritated because I'm like pushing myself, like, I'm not going to produce the highest quality of work from that state. And so it's actually essential for all of the things that we might be doing to, like, yeah, this isn't just like, oh, I don't have time for this. This is like, no, this is the one thing I must make time for. And like you said, it doesn't have to be a long time. Rarely does it take me, and granted, once again, it is because I've been practicing this for so long. And at the beginning of my work with this, it did take me longer because I had more to process through. But like at this point, it like rarely takes me more than 5 minutes to really move through something.
Absolutely. And then you can bring these same tools too, also into partnership, right? You can bring them into the bedroom. You can bring them into sex. You can start to feel your emotions while, you know, there's some foreplay going on. You can start to sound, you can start to breathe, you can start to clear and release. It's very, very powerful to play with this. It's a practice. It's a philosophy. It's a way of being. And how you access, and how, you know, Jenny and I are talking about, we've done this for a long time. So I think people also want to hear, okay, what are we doing? If we're going to talk to you or Jenny, and we are going to learn Tantra, and we're going to learn to play and to move this into our life so we can parent our children better, work better, have better relationships, have better sex. Yes, please. All to the above. What are we doing? So what are we doing? Let's break it down for the people listening who are like, okay, we're going to work with you in a program or private coaching. What are we doing?
Like literally in the coaching or in the work together.
Yes. Yeah. What are we doing?
Well, and that's honestly like a harder question to answer in a short amount of time.
Yes. But we're going to take time here and break it down.
Okay, great. Let's break it down. I mean, so really what we're doing when somebody comes to me, the first thing that we're getting really clear on is like, what actually is the desire? Because honestly, people come to me for all sorts of different things. Like maybe someone's wanting to work specifically in the realms of sexuality. Maybe they're wanting to heal sexual trauma. Maybe they're wanting to, you know, expand their capacity for pleasure or to feel pleasure in sex when before they were feeling pain, right? Or maybe someone's more focused on relationship or lunch to feel sexy again. Totally. Yeah. Maybe someone's more focused on the relationship side of thing and they want to meet their life partner, or maybe they're currently in a relationship and they want to feel more intimacy and connection with their partner. Like there can be so many things that I have a woman who came to me, we're working on insomnia. Like she's coming to me to work on insomnia. Yeah. So
could
like
be feeling sexy and juicy in menopause or perimenopause.
Absolutely.
It could be, healing sexual trauma. Let me see what else there could be. Let's think of all the examples. Some people, you'll also come to me because I have so much experience in entrepreneurship that they're like, okay, I want to feel more embodied and more empowered and trust myself in starting my business or relaunching my business or growing my business, right? They want to be able to trust body, trust intuition, trust pussy, a lot
I've
of disconnection
definitely
from pussy.
Clients in business.
Yeah, all of that. There's so many pieces. It doesn't matter what your desire is. Your desires are uniquely yours. And if you're having that desire, it is meant for you. Just doesn't matter what you desire. The point is find your desire. And sometimes people come to us too because they don't even know what they desire.
Exactly.
They're like, I don't have any desires. I'm so numb and disconnected is a big one, and shut down, that I don't even know what my desires are.
Totally, totally. Or they, and they just have a general, or sometimes, yeah, it's like they don't want what they currently have. They don't know exactly what the desire is. They just know what that what's happening right now is not, they're no
It's not
longer willing
working.
to continue. Yeah, exactly. It's not
Yeah.
working anymore.
I like to
Exactly.
summarize also, they just want more.
Yeah,
That's a big
totally.
one too.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, this is our one wild and precious life in this body, in this experience. And like, yeah, let's enjoy it to the fullest potential that we have. So exactly. And that's one of the beautiful things about the tools and the methodology and Tantra, right? Is that while, of course, you and I have, you know, themes that we focus on, you know, sexuality, all, you know, pleasure, sensuality, we can actually apply this to anything. Like we said, like I have a client who I'm working on insomnia. We can work on people with business. We can do all sorts of things. Like we can literally apply it to anything, which is so awesome. So when someone comes to me, that's the first real process of even if they are clear in their desire or if they're not entirely clear, we get really clear because that's one of the things I love about coaching is that we're not just like stirring the pot to like see what we can find. Like we have the intention of moving you to the place that you want to be. And so getting really clear on that desire, that's like our North Star that is going to guide the whole journey. And what's so powerful about that is like, as we're moving towards that desire, all of the things that are ready to be healed, all of the things that are ready to be looked like at, they are going to come up and we'll be able to do that healing work. But
so
instead
that's
of
our
just getting,
wounding, our fears, our blocks, you might call it shadow work, anything that's holding you back, and you might not know what's holding you back, and that is okay. Because
usually
we're
we
going
don't
to
know
find
exactly.
Them.
Yeah. Or we might have an idea of it, but, and that's where specifically, because yes, we use a lot of tools that, you know, fall under Tantra, and we also are somatic coaches. That is also part of the methodology that we use. And so that's what's so cool is that we don't need to know what the blocks are. We don't need to try and figure it out in our minds because our thinking mind is not going to be able to show us what the blocks are, but our body will show us. And that like every time, like our body will always show us where the block is. And
Our body
that's part of
never
what's so powerful.
Forgets.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
so powerful because the body will never forget. And that's why we keep going back to the body. We keep going back to somatics, which is talking about body-based. We keep going back to embodiment. Maybe you've heard that term. Either way, we're going back to the body to check in to, okay, body, you want, let's say it's to launch this incredible business where you, I'm going to leave it blank right now. You want to launch this business, but you've been holding yourself back.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now let's get clear on exactly what that looks like, which we'll do, you know, with the person, individual in front of us. But what will happen is, oh, but I'm afraid of this, or I'm not sure what I'm afraid of, but then we'll go through some somatic practices and we will check in with body, check in with felt sense, check in with inner children and see where is it uncomfortable? Where's the fear? And play with it. What else do you have to share about that?
And so, and then that's, I think, where the Tantra piece comes back in, right? Because as we're finding these blocks, as we're finding these fears, as we're finding these parts of our psyche that are terrified of this desire and are literally holding us back from having it, right? That's where, once again, by being present with them, by really embodying and embracing these parts of ourselves, holding them in love and acceptance, not pushing it away, we can literally alchemize these fears. We can alchemize these blocks. And then we can step into, we can then find the parts of ourselves that are really empowered and that are in alignment with this desire, that are ready for this desire. And we can use all of our tools of Tantra and all of our tools of embodiment to then really step into that part of ourself. And it's from those empowered places. Once we have cared for the parts of ourselves that are afraid, once we have, you know, really been present with the emotions that are holding us back, been present with the emotions that we've been repressing, right? Because as we do that, that also allows us to unlock traumas that are in our system. Traumas can be a huge thing that are holding, I mean, like almost
huge.
always, oh, there's like always
Huge.
traumas that we find, big
And
traumas,
a
little
lot of them
traumas.
are, I find a lot of mine are old messaging
Totally.
where
Yes.
A childhood, like I'm not good enough, or I can't show up that way, or what will people think of me, or who am I to want that? Like there's all these little subconscious programmings running the show. And that is our job as coaches to help identify. And we're going to do that by going into the somatics, going into your body, going into tantric practices and principles and breath work and meditations and all of this. It's such a brilliant system.
It really is. Like, it is a brilliant system. And then, of course, there's a piece of this inner work, I mean, is essential. And I can't even, like, it's just like, once again, like, miracle things can happen from like a real deep session where I've found a piece of myself and done this deep healing integration work. And then, like, literally, it's like on the other side, like, miracles happen.
Yeah.
And also, it's also essential that we are taking like actual action steps, that we are not just doing this inner work, but then we're like showing up to have the conversations, to, in the case of the business, to like put ourselves out there, to make our offers, to create the things, to talk to the people, right? In the realm of relationship, maybe that's going out in the world to meet your person, or like having a self-pleasure practice if we're focused more on sexuality, right? But there are always action steps that also get to be a part of it. And I think that's a place where coaching can also just be so powerful, is that we're we're really attending everything. We're not just doing this like incredibly powerful, deep inner healing work, but then we're also really helping people ground that in such a tangible, such a practical way, and taking those action steps, because it is like, it is the outer action steps that are also like,
they're going to lead us to our desires. And while we take those action steps, more fears are going to come up.
Exactly.
Stuff that wasn't there in the beginning. It's like, oh shit. Okay. Yep. So there's this new fear coming up. And I love to share this with people. Like, some people are so afraid of their fears and their shadows and so forth. And I get it. I used to be in the beginning. But just by naming those fears, just by finding them and going, oh fuck, guess what I am afraid of? I remember from, you know, maybe you remember from grade one, where you stood up in the class and you spoke and everybody laughed or heckled at you for some reason, because maybe you said a word wrong. And all of a sudden, that is the reason behind why you're afraid to show up on social media or on a podcast and speak your truth, right? Like, there's little connections, and you don't need to know what they are. We will find them. That is what we are very, very skilled at. And the body is very skilled at finding them for you. And so new fears will come up. And that's the brilliant part of taking action along with your desires, along with embodying, along with, you know, seeing what's in there. It's so cool. Is there anything else you want to add to that?
Well, just with what you're talking about, with the fears that can come up with the action, that's also where I love like pleasure so much, right? Because when we can, because like, it's fine to do something and be afraid anyway. Generally, we don't like the feeling of being afraid, right? It's an intense sensation. That's what fear is supposed to do. It's like, oh, we don't like this, let me move away from this. But if we know how to also hold ourselves in pleasure, if we know how to like nourish our nervous system with pleasure, and we can still, like, the fear can still be there. Like, we can still hold it from this container of pleasure, and we can keep moving forward in those action steps.
Absolutely. And that's such a good point, because I think, you know, prior to 8 years ago, before I started this work, my fears paralyzed me, and I didn't even realize they were paralyzing me. Like, you're so unaware of that they're paralyzing you. You're just like, well, this is my life, and this is where what I'm doing. And I kind of want to do this and that down the road, but I'm going to have to wait, because I can't do that now. Like, that's a fear. That's a subconscious belief telling you that you can't do it right now. And we get to really investigate and see what is alive in there. What is true? And what do you really want?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a great way to break it down. We just did it. Yes, I love that. I hope that helps some people listening who are like, what do you really do? And then we're using all the tools that we have, which we have.
Exactly.
I don't know. We're talking hundreds, if not thousands at this point, of embodiment tools, of somatic tools, of ways to find your desires, of ways to kind of find your blocks, your fears, what's coming up in your system. We're using somatics. We're using the shadow work, the inner child work, the breath work, the sacred sexuality practices, the tantra practices. I know that's a big umbrella to put over everything, but there's so many different tools that we also, because this is part of our original certification in the beginning, we didn't just jump in and start teaching this. We actually spent 3 months in the beginning fully deep diving into this ourselves for like 20 plus hours a week.
And then even once we started coaching, then we were giving coaching, but we're also receiving coaching and still going deeper and deeper in all of it.
And honestly, it's something that I love. I love to find my next fear. Now, right? I'm looking at creating another kind of business on the side here and expanding. And it's like, ooh, there's some fears coming up. There's some little, oof, is this too much? Is this okay for me? What am I going to do here? Yeah. So it's really exciting to actually find them.
Absolutely. And I think a real shift in perspective that can be so helpful is that so often I feel like we're kind of conditioned to think that if something scares us, then like maybe that's not for us. Like maybe we shouldn't do it. And granted, fear is there. So like, okay, this is a really crazy, cliff into this sketchy lake. My fear is telling me I probably shouldn't jump off of it. Like sometimes our fear
Fair
does tell
enough.
us not to do something, right?
Fear can be good, but a lot of this other fear
Yeah,
is not
is not.
truth.
It's not
It's not
truth.
the truth.
And the perspective shift I invite people into is that, like, the things that are right for us, the things that, like, our soul is truly calling us to move forward towards, there will always be fear inherent in that. It's not just like, oh, this thing is
Yes.
for me. And so, therefore, I should just feel so good and free and open and, like, yay, it's so easy. Like, no. I mean, potentially you could have some experiences like that too. But, like, generally, if we're moving towards the
Generally, yeah.
thing that is really for us, that really is like our place to expand and to grow, like, fear is going to be part of that. And so, the more that we
Yeah, you can
can
use your
embrace our
fear.
fears, yeah, it's like it makes us like better, right, at really being who we're here to be, experiencing the things we're here for when we know how to just like embrace our fears, to work with them, to not get stopped by them. Like you said, just be like, oh, look at these new fears coming up, like this is so interesting, like this is so juicy.
Yeah, get to play with this. And the other thing I want to say to there is, I love using actually fear. It is like the beacon telling you that you are on the right path. Like that is what you just really were saying. It's like if you have a desire and fear is not coming up, I'd be curious if you're holding back on your desire. Like, is that really what you want, or are you settling for something less than it? When you're really going to know that you're on the exact right path, fear is going to rage and show up and go, ooh, but who are you to have this? And how are you going to do this? And what about your partnership? And what about your life? And what about what other people think of you? And all of these things. And your desires are meant for you. That's the other thing I said a little earlier. Like if you're having a desire and you're like, this is crazy. No, not everybody has the same desires. If you're having a desire and you want something, that is your next thing. That is your next thing to work towards. And your fear coming up is like a beacon saying you are on the right path. Keep going.
Absolutely.
Keep going.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Which feels like scary as shit. I can feel it at the moment with everything I got kind of brewing in my next few changes, right? And I can feel even in my solar plexus right now of like, ooh, it feels like worms or snakes are wriggling around in there. And that is how I know that I am on the next, yes, like the full fucking next, yes, of my evolution and journey is where I'm going to have the biggest growth and I'm going to attain the biggest desires that I have ever wanted in my life by following and leaning into and not being afraid of the fear. And in the meantime, we're going to use pleasure to hold me, right? To hold us in the embodiment. Pleasure is also nervous system regulating. We're going to, use that to hold us to keep going and keep working towards what it is that we want in all areas of
Absolutely.
our life. I like to, use the wheel of life. Like, where are you, looking at sisterhood? Where are you in looking at bringing in money and financial stability? Where are you at in your sexuality? Where are you at in partnership? Where are you at in sisterhood? Where are you at in embodiment? Like all of these pieces we can look at along the wheel. I'm sure I've missed some. If I have, please name them. Look at them all. What do you want? What do you want in all of them? Because we
Absolutely.
actually generally collect all of the ones that we want all at once along the way. Where it's like the spiral where we're deepening into really coming home into our body and like unleashing our true authentic self and unleashing our true authentic purpose all at once and everything else that comes with that, the life, the full life that we want.
Yeah, and what I was going to say to you, sharing about the like, oh, the like little snakes in your solar plexus and the fears
Yeah.
that are coming up about all this new things that you're going to be
Whew.
bringing forth and creating. It's like, well, good thing you're a fucking
Yeah,
tantrika.
good thing.
Good
Good thing I know
thing.
how to hold it, navigate it, go deeper into it, lean into it, excavate it, play with it, and then expand through it. Because that is
Exactly.
what we teach our clients to do. That is what we embody. That is what we do ourselves. And that is what we are extremely skilled at doing. And we're also deeply trauma informed. And we're always doing this in a deeply trauma informed lens from this lens because we all hold trauma, right? Like I couldn't just do this 8 years ago when I started my journey because I had so much trauma that I did have to break down. And that might be scaring some people listening, but it actually was so freeing. It
So
felt like
freeing.
I put down a 100-pound backpack overnight just by going, okay, I'm doing this work. Like I have to do this because if I don't do this, there's no me left. Like my soul had been drained out of me. And that what that might look like is, you know, depression or chronic illness, fatigue, problems with hormones, problems with pain. Our bodies are brilliant and they will keep speaking to us until we pay attention. So it's all connected. And that's why we get to go, okay, what is in there? And we can still work towards our desires while we're healing trauma. Like
Oh,
that
100%.
is going to happen.
I mean, we are essentially going to be, we're going to have to heal our trauma in order to have our desires. Like, let's just be real. And once again, that's where we can use the tools of Tantra and these like maybe seemingly simple tools. Yeah, but there's, I mean, they are simple, but they're incredibly profound, right? Just like our breath, our movement, our sound. And when we use these type of tools in the healing of trauma, what's so beautiful about that is like, yeah, we might need to feel some things that are intense, but yet it's also going to be, we do have to feel it, but these tools allow us to do it in a way where it's not going to be re-traumatizing. We don't have to go back and revisit any kind of story. We can literally just work with it as the sensations in our body. And once again, that's where if we also have a real connection to pleasure, even if we're in something that feels very intense, like very, very heavy, even painful, right? If we also know how to use tools of pleasure, we can, it's like we can, I call it an exquisite pleasure. Like we can find this exquisite pleasure that's even there in the most intense and painful of things, right?
Yes.
It's like this pleasure of being just really present with what's there and what's real. And I find too that, you know, I have my clients will come to me and they're like, okay, I know there's this thing inside of me. Like, I know there's this pain. I know there's this sadness. I know there's this trauma and I'm terrified of looking at it. But part of that feeling terrified, I think is to encounter it and try to work through it on our own. But when
and
you
that
have somebody
terrified
who's there,
is your fear. So it's telling
exactly.
you that's your next step, right? Like, let's
exactly.
identify that.
Exactly. But it is like, and that's honestly what can be really traumatizing for us. If we go through something that's intense or scary and we feel alone in that process, right? That can create trauma. And so it might feel scary to do that work if we're thinking about doing it just like, oh, just me all by myself experiencing this painful, hard thing. But when you're being held by somebody and somebody is there guiding you and loving you and holding that space and helping you drop in, like it really is a whole
It's
other thing.
powerful.
It's so
It is a
powerful.
whole other thing. It is. I honestly, I want every single human to experience what we have experienced and what we
Same.
feel and how we hold our lives and how we hold ourselves and how we hold our partners and our children and our sisters and our, you know, everybody in our lives. There's so much power and so much freedom, freedom that is possible. And, you know, some other people might be like, yeah, but there's so much going on in this world right now. And how can we do anything and heal ourselves? And why should we even be doing any of this right now when all of this other shit's going on? And honestly, that is why. That is why the only thing you can control right now is coming back to you, coming back to your body, coming back to your truth, coming back to your purpose, leading your life connected with your people, whether that's your family, your partner, your children, your clients, whatever that may be, coming back to your body, coming back to yourself, coming back to the truth of who you are and living authentically. That is how we will change the world, Bowie, each coming back to ourselves and then making the difference of whatever our calling may be.
Absolutely. I fully agree with that 100%.
What else do you have to share on that? What else is coming alive and
What
wants
else
to
is
be
coming
voiced right now?
alive? I mean, I do just feel so alive right now. Like I feel very just like energized and just like, yeah, the happiness and excitement and pleasure is just like flowing through me from this conversation. And I mean, just what you said about this desire for everyone to experience it. Like I remember when we were going through Layla's program and we'd be doing these practices and that would literally be the thing that was like in my mind after every practice was just like, oh my gosh, that was so powerful. Like, I want everyone to be able to experience this. Like,
Yes.
oh my gosh, that was so amazing. Like, everybody needs to experience this.
Yes. And that is how it feels, even when we're leaning into the fears, even when we're leaning into our grief, even when we're leaning into our rage and our deepest wounding. By the time you finish a practice with it, you come out on the other side and you're like, fuck. Yes,
That was
please. More.
amazing.
More, because
That was
so much
amazing.
opens up. It starts immediately to open up right then and there.
Yeah.
And I
Yeah.
am
And
so
I feel like
incredibly
too,
grateful for
actually,
this journey.
that's, oh my gosh, same. And one more thing to say to the like harder emotions. Like I used to be really afraid of my anger, right? Like I used to be really afraid of feeling grief. I used to be really
I
afraid
was
of like
ashamed.
my emotional, I don't feel so much. I wasn't as I didn't, I personally didn't feel the shame. I just like did not like it. Like, I'm like, oh, this does not feel good to me. Like, I'm like, if I would start to feel angry, like I would literally feel afraid of that emotion because I was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to work with this. And now, I mean, obviously I prefer not to feel angry, but like now I'm not afraid of my emotions. Like, I'm not afraid of emotional. I used to go through periods where, it's really natural for us, even if there's no specific reason, like especially for some of us, depending on how we're just built. Like some of us are designed to experience a lot of like, peak emotions. And then it's just like part of our cycle that we're also going to go and experience lower emotions. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I used to be terrified of that cycle when I'd go into lower emotions. And now, like, yeah, now that I'm a tantrika, right? Like it doesn't, I'm not afraid of that. I'm like, oh, hello. Like, oh, I know you. Like, hello, anger. Hello, grief. Hello, heaviness. Hello, sadness. Like, I know you and I know how to work with you. I know how to move through you. I know that it's okay for me to be in it and feel it and to like give myself whatever it is that I need in that moment. And I also know that that's gonna like spit me out the other side feeling so much better. So it no longer, it's so. Like it's so empowering. I literally used to feel so at the mercy, honestly, of like my emotions,
Of your emotions.
or at the mercy of like my children and how they were feeling that day, because however they were feeling was like so dictate then how I would feel.
Or
And it
how
was
their
so
behavior was
disempowering.
how,
How
if they were
exactly,
good, you
which is
felt good. If they were bad, you felt right. Not that they're good or bad, but acting out, you know what I mean? The other thing
easier and more
I
difficult.
was, exactly. The other thing I was afraid of, or the other thing, not even afraid of, the other thing I want to mention, kind of afraid, because in the beginning, it's like if I go into that pit of my grief and of my anger, I'm not going to be able to come out. And that's a big thing I hear from many, many, many people over the years. And it's not true. It's just your fear, and that is valid fear, but that also is the fear that's the beacon telling you to go into it.
Well,
And the other thing I want to speak to, oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I
What were
was
you going
just
to
going
say
to
to
say, I
that?
do think if we have, like, if for a long periods of our lives, we have repressed certain emotions, like for me, like anger was not an okay emotion for me to express growing up. And so I repressed anger for like all of my life until I had children. And then all of a sudden it woke up inside of me and there was nothing I could do about it. Like anger was here. And so when I first, I actually first encountered this work of, Mama Gina calls it swamping, of this like emotional expression, right? Which is very much part of Tantra. I came upon it on in my own way. And when I first kind of discovered this practice for myself, I called it raging because I had so much anger inside of me that I would literally on a daily, like there was a period of time where on a daily basis, I would go outside and I would have to rage and express my anger for like, that was where it would take me definitely longer than 5 minutes, like half an hour, right? And there was this period where I was like, holy smokes, like it did kind of feel like this pit that like maybe would never go away. But it was just that I had this backlog. It was just that I had years and years and years of repressed emotion. And honestly, I feel like it wasn't just from my own life, but like generations of repressed anger. And so
I
there
like
was a
that
period of time.
backlog. It
Yeah,
was
it was a backlog.
backlog.
Yeah. So I had
And
to
that's
get through that
okay.
backlog.
And
Exactly.
then it's different. And that's what I wanted to add to now. Like before, if I used to have, something came up major, something in family, something in life, whatever, and it was like heavy and depressing and sad and angry and griefy, it was big. It would last a week or 2 months, or a week or 2 weeks or 2 months, whatever. It would last a long time. And what I noticed over even the last 8 years of doing this work is then it got to, okay, it was only a day. And then it got to a few hours. And now I can cycle through it in a few minutes, just like what you were sharing in the beginning. It gets faster and faster and faster. But the whole point is, we as coaches, tantric coaches, sex, love, relationship coaches, empowerment, sexuality, all of it, coaches, we are teaching teaching you how to hold yourself through whatever life throws at you. So these are tools that you will use for the rest of your life to expand, to grow, but also to hold, to heal, to love, to build pleasure, to create Absolutely. Epic relationships, to create epic businesses, to find out who you are, to really reconnect to your body, to who you are, to explore. And honestly, that is what we're here to do. Like, that is why we are here on this planet. Who are we, right? We forgot as we came down and through into this current soul and body, and that is okay. Our job is to refine that. Who are we? Who is our true authentic self? Can we find our true authentic self and then use that to move through life, to create the life we love and desire, and to go through this life, because it's not always easy, right? There's a lot of hard shit. And I've been through a lot of it, right? A lot in my lifetime. I haven't even shared online how much from childhood, because I process through most of it and it doesn't really matter. It's just about actually moving through it and using that. I lost my train of thought there, but the whole point is it's an incredible journey. It's an absolutely incredible journey.
It really is. It really is.
Is there anything else that you want to share that you do with your clients? Like, what does it look like on a call?
Yeah. Once again, it can be so varied. Like, sometimes on a call, it's where we're really like, we're using that desire as the North Star, and we're listening into the body sensations, and we're letting those body sensations help us find those blocks or those traumas or those limiting beliefs or whatever it is. Sometimes our calls, and so then that kind of informs us where we go from there. So let's say on that call, we do find an inner child piece. And so then maybe the next call will really focus on that, working with that inner child piece, helping integrate it, helping give it what it needs. Maybe on the next call, we're doing like a breath work practice, or if I have a client who's focused on sexuality, maybe I lead them in a, you know, in a healing pleasure practice, or I teach them how to do pussy massage or de-armoring, where we're physically on a physical level, like releasing healing from the body. And I will say, because I do have people who are just like, how do you coach people like that? Or like, how do you do that?
Cameras my will clients, be off. Yeah, exactly. You're not naked on screen with us.
Exactly.
Or we pre-record a recording for you and then you take it off call and do it yourself and then come back and tell us how that was for you.
Exactly.
There's many ways, depending which way you're comfortable.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then there's also ways where we do work like this in person, where we're actually working with body to release whatever you want to release. It's really up to you and up to your comfort level always. You are always in control in coaching.
Yep, exactly. So it really is, and that's what I love about the coaching so much, is it is not a cookie cutter formula. It's not just like, oh, we're going to do this step and then we're going to do this step. It's like, it's so personalized and it's completely guided by what is coming up for the person. Like, what is it that they need? What is going to support them? It's really incredible. Like, literally no client journey is ever the same as another.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, granted, there are some, you know, practices and processes that are really helpful that I will, you know, I'll teach, you know, to many of my clients, but even still, the way that that particular client shows up in that process and what comes up for them is going to be different. So it's really powerful.
And they might love one tool more than another when another person loves the other tool. So it doesn't matter. We just have so many different options that we can play with so that you can create and curate your own personal program, your own personal desires, your own personal program to get you to where you want to go. Absolutely.
Exactly.
So I think that feels complete, but I want to share, like, we're going to both share, but what do you have going on? People are like, okay, I want this. What do you have going on right now that people can reach out to you and go, help me, how can I work with Jenny right now?
Absolutely. Yeah. Currently, the only thing that I'm offering right now is one-on-one clients. So
me too.
Yep. Yep. So I have space for one-on-one clients, and I have kind of different levels or packages where we can do, depending on what you need, we can do a more high-touch VIP package. Maybe you need a little bit less. It really, once again, can kind of be customized to what you need. But I work one-on-one with people. Later on, well, actually, it won't actually be until January that it's actually starting. But another way that I do my coaching, which I absolutely love, is a small group coaching. So this is a, I call it the coaching circle. And it's only open for three people. And so this is where you are still getting the one-on-one coaching, but we're doing it in a group setting. So the other people are getting to witness the person who's being coached, which is so powerful because it's
it
really
is very
beautiful.
powerful.
Yeah. Usually what's coming up for one person, it is going to translate for other people. So everybody, you know, in my, when I'm working like solely one-on-one with person, with somebody, we do 90 minute sessions. In the group coaching, everybody gets 45 minutes, of their coaching, but then we're in there all kind of with it together. So that's a, that's something that I love that'll be coming up in January. So if you're hearing me and you're like, wow, I'm really interested in that, you can always let me know. We can get on a wait list. And then I also have, as Kim mentioned, because Kim has been on my podcast a couple times, I have, I'm the host of the Pussy Centered Living podcast. So if you want to hear more from me, you can come over and listen. Season two is dropping in September, which I'm super excited
Yummy.
about. And then
Ooh, so good.
Once a year, I open up my group program, which is the School of Pussy Centered Living, which is really focused on, you know, empowerment, sexuality, pleasure, and just really being like powerful, sexy, you know, incredible humans in the world. And I love this program. I open it once a year, and that will be happening in March. So you can come over, find me, and find out more about the School of Pussy Centered Living as well. If you're interested.
Yum. We'll drop all the links in the show notes as well. And yeah, I also have, only way you can work with me right now is in private coaching. I only have a couple spots available because of my, just everything else is going on and extra training I'm doing and you name it. So a couple private spots open right now where you can work with me one-on-one. And again, same thing. I customize it. We can do 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. How much support do you need? Twice a month, three times, four. Do you need unlimited support in between? It's totally up to you, but we'll customize it according to what you want. And then if you're wanting, you know, something a little bit like dip your toe in, but not all the way in, you could always check out my Sacred Pleasure membership on getyoursexyback.ca, where there is a ton, like over 18 months of recorded themed calls and practices and meditations where you can just dip your toe in and play in there. That is a Sacred Pleasure membership. And for people who also want to dive into a little bit more playing with the Jade Egg, sacred sexuality, there's also a Jade Egg program on my website where, again, you download it, it's yours, you have it for life, and you can continue deepening on your own journey there. And Jade Egg is amazing for really coming back to your body, coming back to yourself, coming back to your pleasure, increasing pleasure, connecting with pussy, releasing shame, you name it. This is all stuff that we can also do in private coaching. But if you're just wanting a little taste right now to see what it's like, you can check those out as well. But I would love to work with you in private coaching. And not only do I work with women, I also work with, sorry, my doggie's in here now, scraping at the door. Not only do I work with women, but I also work with couples. So if you and your partner are wanting to deepen in sacred sexuality, you're wanting communication tools, connection tools, different, you know, embodiment tools to work with your partner to go deeper, to create a more deeper, intimate, vulnerable, loving, sexy as fuck relationship, that is also an option to look at couples coaching too. So we can talk about that as well. So we were going to drop all of the links in the show notes. And the best way, honestly, to reach me, and I'm pretty sure it's for you as well, Jenny, is to hop on a free discovery call with us and find out, you know, what you're looking for. And we can direct you as to which of our many programs, services, or private coaching might be best for you. Maybe you already know what you want, and that's fine. But maybe you just want to get a feel for what we offer and work with us one-on-one for, you know, a 40-minute call or whatever that may be. And yeah, hop on a call. It's a free complimentary call. Pretty sure it's good, same for you, right? Free calls.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Cool. So yeah, hop on a call and meet us and just chat, and we'll see what we can do and what you're looking for, and learn how to create and find what's your next best step for life, the life you want to create, the business you want to create, the partnership you want to create, the body you want to create, whatever that may be. So you can hop on the calls and do that. So we're going to drop all those links in the show notes. And is there anything else you feel like calling that you want to add to that, or does that feel complete?
Yeah, actually, I feel really complete. I feel really good, really lit up and turned on from this conversation. And I'm just, I think really the last thing I want to say is just thank you to you, Cam. Like, thank you for not only having me here, but thank you also for just being such a radiant, lit up, like incredible way shower yourself. And I feel really blessed to have you as my friend and my sister and my colleague. And yeah, I'm just really grateful to be here with you.
Thank you. And I feel exactly the same. I could not do what I'm doing in this world without my fellow sister goddesses and fellow coaches and, leading the way, coaching each other, supporting each other, joining each other. It's such a beautiful, beautiful journey that I never dreamed of ever having. And I'm absolutely in love with every single one of these coaches that I'm having on, and especially you, because I think this is like your fourth or fifth visit, I think, on the podcast. And I'm
We've done
sure
a few together.
it won't be the last. I already know that. It won't be the last. But my puppy
Good.
now goes, I need to go outside and go pee. So with that, we're going to say adieu. And till next time, everyone.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you got a juicy nugget or two, scroll down on whatever app you're listening to and leave a 5-star rating and review. I invite you to follow me, join the conversation, the weekly lives, and a lot of other amazing free content in my private Facebook group. Let's get your sexy back. You can also friend me personally on Facebook, Kim Coffin, and follow me on Instagram at Get Your Sexy Back Coach. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, don't be shy. Reach out. I'd love to connect with you. Thank you.